And we now have with us Flint Hills Christian School Administrator Tim McDonald, and we welcome him via phone this time around. And I know a lot going on for Flint Hills Christian, and I know that it's about time for kindergarten roundup, in fact.
Yes, Kathy, as we move into the second semester, things really start moving rapidly, and we'll be having our kindergarten and K-4 roundup coming up on Friday, March 3rd. That's about 3 weeks away. But we are already getting inquiries about it. We're getting applications that are already coming in. And so we're going to have a pretty good crowd, I think, show up this year from the way it looks. And we're looking forward to that. Our lower elementary program seems to be continuing to grow. Last year, our K-4 class did fill up. And so I think people may have gotten word about that. And so they're starting to apply early this year. But that roundup will be on Friday, March 3rd. We will have two sessions where parents can come, bring their child. We'll have a session at 9 o'clock in the morning and also another one at 6:30 in the evening that can't come through the day. And if they'd call and let us know they were coming, that would be very helpful, but certainly would not be a hindrance if they just show up. We'll be prepared for families to come in. And if they need more information, they can call us or they can check out our Facebook page or check out our website. We'll have the advertisements there, and there'll be flyers hopefully around in many of the churches and some of the other daycares here in town over the next 2 or 3 weeks.
But obviously, as you mentioned, you already have some of that's partially filled up. So if people want to even do it beforehand, I mean, they can really do it any time then?
Yeah, we're starting to, we do our dedicated re-enrollment the first 2 weeks of March, and so we don't actually process new applications until after that, but once we start processing them, it's kind of on a first-come, first-served basis. So families that are getting their applications in now have the best chance of getting seats for the fall. And several of our lower elementary grades were full this year. And we know we'll have some move-outs with the military and the like, but we do expect there to be a little competition for some of our slots, especially the elementary spots for fall.
What do people need to bring with them? What can they expect? That kind of thing.
Well, when they come to Kindergarten Roundup, they just need to bring themselves and probably their child. We'll have some activities for their children while we talk to the parents. They don't need to bring a whole lot more than that at this time. Our application process is online. So once they're determined that they're going to make application, they can go into our website. They can go under admissions. And they'll establish an application account, and it pretty well walks them through. I am notified when they establish the account, and I'm notified again when they submit the application. And that application, again, is submitted right online, and then we will contact them and talk with them about coming in for an interview. But, again, the kindergarten and K-4 roundup is a good introduction. We are giving tours, and we are talking with people before then. But that is a good time to talk to teachers as well.
And, of course, I mean, I know there's some cost involved. I don't know if you want to address that at all or kind of how that works.
Well, there's a $100 application fee, and that is paid online. And we're not in this. It's not a freebie. We've got to finance it just like all the other schools. But there is an application fee, and it's non-refundable. So once they hit submit on that, that money does flow into our account, and then we go ahead and process it. But no other fees are due until they have been accepted. And then there's the tuition and curriculum fees that we do charge.
Now, I know it's an accreditation time, too, it sounds like. Well, remind us what that's all about.
Well, Flint Hills Christian School is accredited by the Association of Christian Schools International and also by Advance Ed, which used to be known around here as North Central Association. They've joined with a couple of other regional accrediting agencies to form Advance Ed. And we're in the process of going through our 5-year reaccreditation. We have been accredited now for 5 years. And so we go back, do another self-study. We look at what's happened in the last 5 years. And we write our own self-study. We submit that to a group of educators. And the first week of April, we will be having a team of four educators come in. They will have already had our document for probably 3 to 4 or 5 weeks by the time they come here, so they will be familiar with our program, but they'll look and verify that what we are saying about ourselves is true. And then a very important part of that process is to identify areas of improvement. We'd like to think we were perfect, but we know better. And so there's always room for improvement. So every time you go through this, it kind of sets you up to where you develop your continuous school improvement plan, and those will be things that will help guide and direct us over the next 2, 3, 4, 5 years as we look at how can we continue to upgrade and improve our program here at Flint Hills Christian School.
Well, while we have you today too, Tim, I know there's a lot of other fun things to talk about. Scholar Bowl, I know, is always a big deal. Spelling Bee, just other activities too you want to share with us today.
Yeah, as a school, you know, academics are certainly very, very important to us, and our kids do well academically. At this time of the year, it's Scholar Bowl competitions, and that's an academic competition between different schools. And generally, it's a meet, so there are many schools there. Our junior high teams, both the varsity and JV group made up of 6th, 7th, and 8th graders, went to Topeka earlier this week to Caraparavel to a meet, and they were competing against two of Topeka junior highs or middle schools. They had Caraparavel, St. Xavier from Junction City, and Jefferson West, either middle or junior high. And our varsity team came home with first place, and our JV team came home with second place. So considering the competition and the size of school, we were very pleased with that. Our high school varsity meets are going on, and they're doing well. They won the Council Grove meet here recently, and so we enjoy that. And probably one of the things we're happy about, for the second year running, Flint Hills Christian School has the Pottawatomie County champion spelling, or speller from their spelling bee. And so Daniel Wilkinson won this year. Edward McKeever won last year. Daniel will be going on to Topeka here in about a month for the regional spelling bee, and will be competing at Shawnee Heights High School in that. So always good to see our kids doing well and accomplishing good things academically. And then, we also get in on this community service. And a week ago, our students in grades 4 through 12 went over to Abbott Aluminum, and Abbott was cooperating with the University Christian Church, and our kids were packing meals that will go to Eden's Children's Village in Zimbabwe. And in a two-hour period of time, we packed what is supposed to be about 21,600 servings or meals for the kids and the people there around Eden's Children's Village. And so it was a great opportunity to do some community service, to be able to reach out and do something to help other people.
Well, definitely this end of winter going into spring sounds like you're tremendously busy. Anything else you want to add before we wrap up today, Tim?
It is busy, a busy time, and we've still got basketball going on. We'll be hosting the Kansas Christian Athletic Association 1A state tournament here on the 23rd through the 25th. There'll be games here Thursday afternoon and evening, all day Friday and all day Saturday that weekend. So teams will come from Colby, from Ponca City, Oklahoma, Tyro, Kansas. I would bet a good number of people don't have any idea where Tyro is. Chanute, and just some other schools around. So we'll be looking forward to serving the Christian school community in the state by hosting that tournament. And it'll be a good time, fun time for our kids, and we'll wrap up our season. So, academic sports. We will also be going in about a month to Topeka to the Caraparavel Fine Arts Festival. So hitting all of those different areas as we go through things.
Well, very good. Been a pleasure to speak today with Flint Hills Christian School Administrator Tim McDonald.